It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Ernest Hancock, west of Phoenix, about an hour out in the middle of the desert, where it's very nice, except for, you know, our gasoline bill, going back and forth and seeing friends and family and kids and meetings and movies and stuff. I'm like, damn, people have to buy gasoline? Crap. You know, this sucks. But, you know, fortunately, we're not commuting every day, so it's not as bad. Count our blessings. But, yeah, we're enjoying it out here. I'm really looking forward to getting land and doing what I want, which is what 22 is going to be about in our focus. And us doing that, we just got off, you know, we'll post it within the next couple of hours, Mickey Willis from Plandemic, a filmmaker. I was really impressed with his rhetoric, you know, because I always ask why? Well, man, you know, so we found a new friend, and we've been very supportive of his work and what he's done for Dr. Mikovits and so on. So we got, you know, we're hooking him up with a lot of, we're going to have some fun in 22. But what's important now, I wanted, you know, all that, the reason I mentioned that is what the social media networking that we do, a lot of it we do with Freedom's Phoenix itself and some other things that we're working on, but we want to integrate that into other platforms that we can make use. We got a plan. A lot of that has always been our friendship and our respect for Kingsley and Aaron Edwards, that are the owners of Float, FLOTE.app, Float app. Now, this is something that we've, you know, we definitely got sitting there on the burner. We kind of opened it up. We did a little bit, and we haven't done it justice because we just haven't had time. But we're also waiting for some features that they were working on that were making, you know, Donna's life easier, that we can integrate it and promote it with our audience and, you know, supporters and subscribers and those that get the newspapers and all that, to make sure that, all right, you want to fight over at Float. Now, we have some other things that we're going to talk about, how we're going to integrate, what we're going to do, what the capability is, the new efforts that they're coming up with for 22, because I am of the opinion that this, 2022 is the year of the combining of efforts against they, them, those. This is a spiritual battle. It's a good versus evil battle. It's a, you know, we're not gonna take it anymore battle, okay? And the power that we are going to unleash on them is going to be wide and varied, of which a social media can be very useful if it's not just another, you know, link in the blockchain to the crown, and we just get served up to the man, and we can invest in a site that we can be rest assured that it's not going to be censored, that it's not going to be purged, that we're not going to be under attack. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to be, so we're going to talk about, you know, these kinds of issues and our role in it and what we're going to use. Now, we're always going to keep our backups and so on and doing it, and we're going through the backup for Corbett's site again. So this is, I wanted to get Kingsley and Aaron on because they've been hard at work on creating this very kind of experience for 22. And there's a lot of things behind the scenes and stuff that has to happen, and, you know, new rounds of funding, you have different, you know, revenue sources, you have developers that are coming in to do and make this happen. Because all it takes is the right place at the right time, with the right tool, and all of a sudden, boom shakalaka, And I am waiting. When that one hits, and I'm hoping it's going to be float, man, we're in rock and roll and whatnot. So this is what we're going to be talking about today. Aaron, Kingsley, go ahead and take the time to explain to the audience what you've created, when you created it, how it's been evolving, what your plans are in 22, what we can expect, what we should be doing, and what we're going to be doing, working with you and getting our, you know, site ready to be the social media platform outside of Freedom's Phoenix that we're going to start integrating in with, you know, the Matrix kind of thing. So there's a lot of other things that we're going to be using, and I'll explain, but you first, man, go.
All right. Well, first of all, how much time do you have? Because that's a lot to unpack.
We got until forever. You're the last one that I had, you know, Dr. Mikovits, I had Mickey Willis, I had, you know, Tim and John show last night, and all building up to I could spend all freaking hours and hours with Aaron and Kingsley. We have no limit. Go.
All right. Here we go. Well, yeah, we started Float in, we launched in July, 2019, the same day that we had Anarcho Vegas. So we were streaming that, the first Anarcho Vegas, which was a kind of an Anarcho Poco knockoff in Vegas, which was a really great conference that Aaron threw together. But we started it because, you know, we saw the trend of censorship go up. We were actually working on a crypto wallet that was focused on privacy coins. And we got accepted into Boost VC, which is a startup accelerator run by Adam Draper, Kim Draper's son, out of San Mateo, California. A big part of it was that Aaron started making a lot of connections and relationships and friendships with a bunch of these YouTubers that were getting censored, demonetized, deplatformed on YouTube. And then, you know, eventually became friends with people like Jason Bassler and others that have, you know, built up their Facebook and other communities for years, hitting millions of followers and then getting deplatformed overnight for no reason. Yeah. Same thing with, you know, Kerry Wedler on Twitter. So, you know, it really started kind of heating up after obviously Alex Jones got censored or deplatformed in 2018. And then it's just, you know, started going up from there. So we saw the opportunity as far as, you know, from a business standpoint of big tech making their user bases pissed off by doing this and censoring people, not allowing them to communicate or broadcast their message out, how they, you know, the same way that we have been for decades really on these platforms. And now all of a sudden they seem to be, you know, kind of working against us all. So,
well, you know, that's like one thing. We have some of the artwork that's up here, and one of them up there was kind of a counterfeit of them coming, you know, which gives you street cred that they're coming after you. You know, they want to try and, you know, redirect or be part of, you know, tell us about that. You know, how have you been attacked and, you know, the logo being co-opted a little bit and somebody doing a little something, something. This is, they don't do that unless you're a threat. You know, so it looks like you made it, you know, so you went all Barry Manilow. So I want to know, you know, the attack vectors that they've done on you and if that even encouraged you.
So one of the logos, or a couple of them actually that you have up there, it was from when we were actually starting to build Floats and there all of a sudden we noticed that there was like a fake Instagram and a fake Facebook profile that we've been reporting and multiple people have reported for years. Of course they won't take down those accounts.
Of course.
But so that happened. That was the first kind of strange thing that started happening to us. More recently, this last week, Google, they sent us an email and they found one NSFW pick that they picked out of the whole site. We are definitely not known for NSFW content. But they found like one account that had and mentioned one picture that wasn't even that bad, and now Google said, "Hey, you got to take this down, or else we're going to kick you out of the Google Play Store." So it took us all about 10 seconds to make the judgment that, hey, listen, like we're not gonna like start censoring our users just based on, you know, this small thing or that and play whack-a-mole. because we know that this is only the future of you know, them coming after us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't need a Google Play Store. We have F-Droid, which is a third, you know, or a different, more freedom-oriented.
Right. Which we're working towards getting our APK in there. But we just have a direct download link for our app that lives on your device called an APK on joinfloat.com.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk about, you know, the structure of this. I know what you're talking about, but let's make sure the audience understands what's going on. To be able to, you know, interface with Float on your mobile device or whatever, there is, you go, well, okay, I go to, you know, my Android, I go to Google App Store and, you know, the Play Store, and I say, all right, I want that. And they go, nope, not allowed. They didn't comply and kiss the ring and surveil and, you know, and censor the way we won. We're not going to let them, okay? And I'm going, and we've gone through this, and now with the different privacy phones and so on, we're doing kind of the same thing. When you go to Freedom's Phoenix, you'll see that there at the very top, there is, let me see, I pull it up, you know, go Freedom's Phoenix. So you go to Freedom's Phoenix here, and what you see, it says phone apps over here. So we'll go phone apps, and this phone app that we had for the show and all that stuff that we have been promoting over the years, this was not, after they kept having changing the rules all the time or different, and I could see what was going on, exactly what you're talking about. If you don't comply with what they want, how they want it, yeah, well, you're not doing it right, so you're not going to be able to be on our Play Store. The solution to that is get off of Google Android and them having it, and you create your own apps and your own de-Googled phone and your own for these very reasons. So I'm going, okay. You know, so that's what you're talking about, is being able to have the app, being able to directly download from a place somewhere, or you go to F-Droid or. So this is what you're talking about, right? Now here, I go click here to Google Play where you get the app, and I click on that, and go, oh, we're so sorry, you did it wrong. It's not, it doesn't work. So screw them. This is exactly why I'm like, nope. We're not playing anymore. So this is what we're talking about. And I wanted to know how you have thwarted this. What's your plan, Aaron? How are you going to, you know, make it to where you can get the app, you can make use of it on what device? It's got to be a de-Googled phone. Are we going to be, you know, going to different communication, different devices so that we can be like human beings again or something? You know, what's the plan?
Well, first, the easiest way is to, on that main menu, you are going to see a drop-down menu that says resources, and you'll see download the APK right in that drop-down menu. And so that is the easiest way to get the device where you don't have to worry about Google coming after you or, you know, Google taking us down. So that's the first thing.
Will that work on your Android phone?
That will work on your Android phone.
Yeah, we'll work on your Android phone. And then another way to do it is just adding Floats as a web app to your phone. So, and that's actually my preferred method, because a web app basically just takes the website and then turns it kind of into like a app format for people's phones. So
one click to get it.
And you don't have to worry about the great thing about web apps is that you can do it. You can add it to your home screen directly from the browser, and then when you open it, you don't have to worry about like the latest version, because every time you open it, it basically, you know, pings Float and gets you the latest version. So you don't have to worry about, you know, keep downloading different versions of apps. So that's my preferred method, and that works on both Android and iOS. For the APK, it only works on Android. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is just the beginning. So we just figured, hey, we're not gonna play whack-a-mole and just have them, you know, ping us every day asking us about this or asking us about that. You know, we need to...
Yeah, where's your compliance officer with Google?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they can so suck it. Well, I'm just... And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we're looking forward to working with you. And I know you've been very kind, and on your scrolling of different content providers, you'll put us up there and everything. And I go, no, not until we pimped it out. So this is one of the things that we have been really, you know, adamant about and working forward and start promoting Float as a, you know, one of the places that we can have full access to our material and what we're doing and the activism that be a coming. Hell, we're always doing something. But, you know, 22 is going to be some interesting times. Well, one of the things is our integration with IPFS. Now, what has happened, I've been saving the shows. Like, this one will be saved on IPFS, so it's not going to be censorable. Well, what we're going to be doing, I think Matt Raymer from ContentSafe.co is going to, I think what we're going to do instead of, well, there's a lot of different ways that we can do it, but we're going to be taking those files and him propagating it either on Float himself and other platforms, or we can do it directly with you and have the feed, that our RSS feed that you can take and do. We've been talking about this for a while, but I know you've been busy with a lot of things. We're going to talk about your new token that you're doing and launch into that. When that happens, then that makes us able to interface and, you know, heavily make you part. Because what am I going to do? I'm going to promote Float that doesn't have the features that Freedom's Phoenix have, or I just promote Freedom's Phoenix. I mean, you know, I got all kinds of stuff, the newspaper, this, that. I just do that, you know. But I want to have, because not all the other content providers and other people have the platform that we have that we can use and the shows that we do with all these prominent individuals that we do activist events with and so on. I would love to make Float part of that, but I need to have at least some features that we're promoting on there. So you understand my point? I mean, where are we in this development stage? And tell us about your new thing that you're doing with your tokens and where are we at in the future of Float?
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been working on, we consider ourselves in beta right now. We're working on getting out of beta with version 1 that was scheduled for the end of this or this quarter. Unfortunately, so we've been kind of having to split up our dev team in a way where we have a small amount of devs working on the current platform, just working on small updates and, you know, and any fixes that we need. And then most of our dev team, though, is focused on version 1, which is codenamed Catamaran. It has been pushed back a little bit, which we're actually going to be putting out a blog. But we have some fixes coming on to the current platform still. And then we're looking for a big launch quarter 1 next year with Catamaran. This year has been really this all about building, especially from the on the team side. We just went from, you know, one front end and one back end developer. So now we have 5 developers on our team, and we have a new CTO, which is really great. So we have Patrick Smith, who some might know from Anarchast. He took over Anarchast from Jeff Berwick, and he runs also Disenthrall. So you should check out his videos. Have you ever had Patrick Smith on here?
Sounds familiar, but I don't think I can look though. But not that I remember.
Okay. Yeah. He's a great guy, super smart, and then just, you know, we brought on Chuck Williams on our team as CXO, and he's been really instrumental in helping us as an organization just, you know, go from a 3-man startup to now we have we have a team of 15 now, so he's really great on the organizational front, getting our processes in line as we grow and scale. Brought on a COO that's great, has coding background. So yeah, just, you know, Float as an organization has really grown this year, and so next year, like you said, is going to be really great for us as we were able to kind of showcase all the things that we've been working on and really heads down this year in developing. We're launching our token, which will be integrated. So right now, you know, Float has all the kind of social media things. You can upload, you know, video, audio, which is kind of unique, images, you know, text. We have encrypted messaging. We have live streaming. We have a built-in Bitcoin wallet, which we will be switching out for a Polygon, which is a second layer solution on top of Ethereum. So it enables basically, we looked at all the technology available right now, and just, you know, you got to figure out which one you're going to go with. So we chose Polygon because it's the largest ecosystem as far as the second layer solutions. It's EVM compatible, which means that it's compatible with Ethereum and every other Ethereum like blockchain out there. And, you know, we're all about interoperability, both on the social side and also the crypto side. And then with that, we'll be launching our token now, which is a ERC20, but it will be on Polygon. So, you know, we're all about just having crypto being actually easy, you know, fast, easy and fast and as cheap as possible to use. And when we initially launched with Bitcoin, that was still the case. But as we all know, Bitcoin blockchain can get congested pretty quick. And now we've seen that even this year with Ethereum. Multiple people getting seeing, you know, $100+ transaction fees. So that's what Polygon offers us. And we're really excited about that. We actually mimic the tokenomics of Bitcoin. So there's only going to be a 21 million supply. It'll be fully integrated into the platform. So you'll be able to send, receive, you'll be able to earn rewards based on the engagement that you get on Float versus other people. And we're going to be launching groups. We're going to be launching Float Market next year. So, you know, the Float equation I've been saying now is that the Float equation, you know, or Float equals free speech plus free markets equal free people. And that's what, you know, what we really believe. We believe that we need to have a platform that supports people to connect with each other peer-to-peer using encrypted technology where appropriate. And, you know, let people decide themselves how they want to moderate or curate their own experience. And not let big tech tell us what what we can and cannot see. And you know, it's not even just like the free speech part. It's Dan Larimer actually put out a tweet that I thought was pretty good a couple weeks ago. It's not even just about big tech limiting our individual voices to be able to say stuff. It's also you got to think of the other side too. They're also limiting people to gather information, and that's another reason why we created Float. I just noticed that throughout years I've been using Google and YouTube as a resource to investigate and do my own fact checking for various topics that I'm interested in. You know, I'm a curious individual and I like to do my own research. And all of a sudden I started noticing that Google results were getting, just very, very strange where you'd look things up and they
weren't there anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They wouldn't populate anymore. Same thing with Google now, YouTube. Where now it's Orwellian. People, content creators having to change the words they say in order to not get by algorithms.
Well, for me, because we have over 500,000 entries on Freedom's Phoenix, that I search our own site more now than I do Google oftentimes. Because I go, I remember seeing it just now, I did it with Patrick Smith. Yep, sure as heck. Had him on in May of 17. He's a guy that disenthrall that he would. Okay. So that's now, the active voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist activist focusing on ethical philosophy, property rights, parenting, and technology. Property rights. Boom. Here I go. All right. We're going to be new friends. So yeah, we may get him back on. Let's do this. And a lot of the, things that I was looking for are flyer templates, a lot of different activism. I guess we were getting on it because we got it all in the show archive that I did with him. Hell, I've been looking for this stuff for a while. I'm going, oh, there it is. Okay, cool. So that saved my butt right there. All right. So this is, we always kind of wind up knowing same people as something because the freedom-oriented style and motivation that we have for the things that we do is it's a smaller club. I mean, it's not, there's a lot of support for it out there amongst the people, but the people that actually make it happen, and this is what James Corbett has really been pushing over the last couple of months. We were doing regular shows. He's like, 2022 is the year of combining, the convergence of, I can't remember what word he used, but it's the coming together of all these people starting to see how we're going to have a big giant. That's what, why we were going real long with Mickey Willis. He had a lot to say about this. Here it goes. And there's so many talented people that you need to have a social media place where you can have as a resource and people can use without fear of censorship. And I want you to delve into that a little bit. How is it that we're not going to be censored? Why is it that if we put a bunch of time and effort and videos up and files and pictures and, our contacts and you have our audience start to participate, we're going to do Float. We're over at Float. Go be floaty. Okay? Go float your boat, man. Go be over there. Be somebody. And they go, okay, you said, and we go over. Why is it, how is it that they're going to get the type of service and experience that you're promising? What is the mechanism?
Yeah, so we're right now we're in the middle of moving our servers over to Epic, which is actually with the same server company that's run by Rob Monster. If it's so funny, if you look up Rob Monster Epic on Google, especially, you'll just see all these terrible articles that
NPR.
Yeah, like Rob Monster's the villain of the internet because he hosts InfoWars and some other sites like that on his servers. So he has a really resilient system that he's built over the years. And also, we've been talking to you about IPFS. We're still interested in that. We feel that like from our end, we can use different cloud service providers that have shown that they will, at least not censor their customers. Right. Okay. But then what we want to do is bridge the gap so that to give users the option to be able to post to IPFS if they want to from Float, or to post to library blockchain and have their videos seen on Odyssey. So we want to have that interoperability and make these bridges to other censorship resistant technology out there. And that's just the great thing about the time we live in right now is that all these blockchain and censorship resistance type of technology, they're out of alpha beta mode, and they're becoming more and more mainstream and easy to use and easy to interact as a user. So that's what we want to provide for our users.
Yeah, this is it's the only hurdle that we've had in the focus of what we're planning on doing, because we could, just do Freedom's Phoenix. I mean, it was kind of set up as a social media thing anyway. But the problem is exactly what you're coming up against is the scalability with how many billion servers you got to have to compete with video serving on like YouTube and Google, and they got their acres and acres up. So I'm going, yeah, we got to come up with something. Well, it looks like we can do that. Now we have servers that we can use, with Agoras hosting, Derek doing that's, we got the mirrored of and around the world of kind of, we're not worried about it going permanently away. But we need to have this robustness, because right when it matters the most, Super Bowl time, when it's 2022 and it's like, oh no, they've breached the gates, they're over the moat and the bag, oh my God, we have to, stop the galloping hordes of going to get us, the elite government of whoever the hell is defending against, how are they going to do it? Well, if they can, they are. So we need to make sure that they can't. So we're never going to not focus on that as a goal. If we can interface it in some way with Float, and we can do that, which is where Matt comes in, that he can take our content from an RSS feed of our IPFS files, put it on Float and wherever else, and then we don't have to worry about it. That's worth some money to me, Or you guys have that as a feature where we can save stuff. And the thing is that it really the benefit of Float is that it's Kingsley and Aaron, that they have this philosophy. It's kind of like making our new friend with, Mickey Willis. It's people that think this way. You want to work with people that think this way, because if they don't think this way, then what the hell are you doing it for? You're just serving yourself up for disappointment and more problems down the road. So this is when Google comes to Float and says, you really need to delete it. They were looking for something. They wanted a test. They needed, some notoriety. They wanted to have, hey, everybody's going to find out that you complied, kind of whatever. Well, when the time came, I think we'll decline. And that's good on you. And the reason that you're not going, a lot of people go, well, you gotta be with them to reach the audience of you gotta. And you say funky words and different, and you never say, Luke Radowski's always going, the cornholio disease, and all this kind of going, oh, give it up, man. So this is that mindset. You've chosen to not go down that road. Why? Of course, for freedom and so on, but how do you think that's going to play out in your adoption of your platform? What's your plan for using that feature, that attitude, that policy, that capability for drawing people in to make use of Float? How's that campaign going to be done? Where is that going to manifest itself? What's, you know, the feature on the front? How the, you know, how you're going to load down, you know, the app on your phone? Or you explain that process for making that a feature of why people should go over to you.
Yeah. So, I mean, we already chose earlier this year to get off the Apple store because the App Store, because we just didn't want to spend, you know, time, money and resources and energy on, because we knew that we would eventually get kicked off of there as well. And then, you know, it's really about, so far, even just with this new Google news last week, our community and, you know, people even outside our community have really just applauded us in our stance against what they're, you know, trying to already start to make us do. So it will, there's no doubt that it will stunt growth. A bit. It's more about kind of having to re-educate the user on why they have to download the APK or use it as a web app. But hey, these are the things that we all need to learn. We need to learn new technology. We need to learn how to use cryptocurrency.
And stop relying on nanny Google and nanny Apple and all these technologies that are used to surveil us and, you know, extract our data from us so they can sell it at a higher profit.
No, they love us. They want to do good for they love humanity. They're good guys. You know, you're saying they're not. They're bad. Are they bad?
Yeah. Like you said, like Float is basically all of our team consists of voluntarists, or at the very least, people that believe in free speech. I mean, that's part of the culture of the team of Float. Whereas, you know, big tech, hey, you know, I don't know what their culture is, but it seems like it kind of leftist, communist, tyrannical, you know, evil people. Like you said, this is a spiritual war. I just wanted to touch on too, something that, you know, with 2022, I'm an optimist like you when it comes to the future. I think there's a big fight ahead of us still. But hey, what's our alternative? We have to stand up. We have to basically rebuild society in the image that how we see it. And so, I think just right now the government and big tech seem to be colluding, and they seem to be pissing a lot of people off. So that goes in our favor. People are searching for alternative tech to use. Ways that they can, platforms to get it that they prefer over maybe Facebook or YouTube. And so we even offer a way for people to like download their Facebook data and upload it to Float. We have a way so that you can, you know, tweet from any Float post by linking your Twitter account. So we're, again, all about building these bridges, even with the big tech platforms, just to make it easier for our members to communicate and broadcast their message out.
Now we could, you have a mechanism by which we could take, you know, a Facebook account and just kind of bring it right over to you guys, right? Or something.
That's what I mentioned. Yeah, you can download your Facebook data and you can upload it to your Float profile. So we actually launched this and we started promoting this earlier this year. And right as we did it, we had a good friend. Amanda Rashowitz, or Amanda Rose, mm-hmm. Larkin Rose's CSO. And she was like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then before she got a chance to do it, guess what? Her Facebook. Deplatformed. I think she lost everything.
She lost
everything. You know, all her connections, all her pictures, videos.
So when you bring it over, it brings all your connections, friends, email, whatever?
It doesn't do the connections yet, but we are
on our end. We can add that.
Yeah, we're planning on adding some better discovery tools for Float, so you can eventually.
Well,
do that.
I got maxed out thousands of friends on my freaking Facebook if I don't care, you know. But you know, it would be better than not. So we need to consolidate this stuff because we did it, you know, early on. Hell, I remember when Facebook first started, and this has been. It was 2009 that we understood where this was going, because it was after the Levolution, and they were definitely coming after everything Freemus Phoenix did, because, of course, we were, you know, getting a lot of popularity at the time. And I could see, I go, I can see, this is a sell-your-soul thing. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Plus, I got like a life and don't need the time jerking around with it. But the what we had done is we went through an enormous amount of effort, and this is why I'm slow to adopt float. And this I tell you exactly what happened. It was Drew Phillips and Morpheus, you know, Thomas Costanzo. They went through and they created the automatic feeds that we had. It was like a Graffiti X or whatever the hell at the time, but it was. We would automatically, it would feed into our Twitter and Facebook and all the stuff that we would enter. It would RSS or some feed that we had on the site, all their geek stuff. And it went in, it worked great for about a month. And then it got all broken and links. You had to read. I go, wait. Did we already do this? They go, well, they change it. It's got, new agreements. I go, wait. They could just change. We have to keep doing this all the time? I go, hell no, I ain't doing that anymore. Invested all this time in there, and then they got some new agreement and totally agree of Apple, whatever the hell. So I'm going, nope. So if I put forth this effort and we get it all where it automatically comes from us, is there going to be I can pretty much count on I don't have to keep changing it all the time or some policy that, nope, you got to totally agree and sign to the next wave of you're not allowed. I mean, because I'm not going to be doing this all the time. Once I integrate it and do it and we're all buds and so on, maybe a little maintenance or something, an upgrade or whatever, but this, new rules to prevent us being able to automatically platform, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, right now, hey, we just take the original approach of really these big tech platforms and how they were able to grow so fast, throughout the years. Just we allow anything that's not illegal on our site. I mean, I think that's pretty simple to do. And I don't even agree with that necessarily, obviously, because we have our disagreements with Big Daddy, Gov. But even as we move further into this tyrannical world that they're trying to build, I mean, Float will stand up against evil. So we'll see where that fight.
I know where it's going. It's dissenting opinion is illegal. It's not allowed.
Right.
You did it wrong.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. So hey, we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. But
I don't think we're not preparing for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is going to be more and more of a war on free speech. There's going to be I think the biggest war I think we'll see probably is the war on crypto, because once they're already starting to really understand the power of it taking down the central banks. And to me, I think that's the biggest battle to be had, because then they can't finance all their crazy operations here and around the world. So, like you said, I think, in this new kind of like trustless world that the cryptocurrency communities always talk about, I don't, there's the human element always. I mean, yeah, we can have trustless technology, but you still need to have good people fighting for good things. And that's what, I believe that Aaron, myself, and of course you, Ernie represents. And so, you want to. The line's being drawn in the sand, and you want to pick who you want to do business with, going forward. Do you want to go to the restaurant that requires masks and a temperature check and vaccine passport, or do you want to go to the mom and pop shop that's run locally, buys local, gets fresh ingredients from the farmer's market or from the local butcher? We got to start patronizing and connecting with people that are part of our tribe, or at least, believe in some aspects of freedom that we do. And so that's what we're all about too, is there's so many, it's cool to see with Float, growing, we're over 50,000 members now. And just to see the different connections that other members on Float's, doing live streams with each other, buying from each other. We actually had an interesting guy that posted recently who's been on Instagram for a while and has been promoting his products. What did he sell? Do you remember?
Just like little things, like coffee coasters and
coffee stuff. Like kind of stuff. Yeah.
Little knickknacks.
Yeah, yeah. Like I think like coffee like supplies. Homemade stuff. And so he's been on Instagram for years, and has been promoting his products. He did one post on Float, and he actually tagged us after this post, and he said he was like, "Wow, the conversion rate on here was like, I forget how much it was, but it was like 10 times more than anything that I've ever done just from one post, a new member." on floats that even, you know, Aaron myself didn't even know about. And he actually tagged us after him just to let us know, because that's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, supporting each other. And if we're able to have a platform that connects us on the communication level and then supports a cryptocurrency for the commerce level, well, there's you know, that's all we really need. We can cut out the unnecessary middlemen that the government and regulations and big tech have put in place, and bypass it, and, you know, just do business and communicate directly.
Yeah, I honestly cried when I read this post. He said, the point I want to make is that with very small amount of followers I have and modest amount of people currently on this platform compared to the much older established ones, a single post generated more conversion to sales than all time ever I spent on Instagram. That's counting roughly 2,500 followers in 4 years on Instagram. Not a huge account by any means.
Because he was in the community that he wanted to be of service to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so that's everything I've ever dreamed of Float being, you know, is a community that supports each other and, you know, really build each other up. And so...
Well, we need to get you guys incorporated into the Black Market Fridays, man. You know, .com. BlackMarketFridays.com goes to an IPFS page of agorist.market, which is, you know, Swatek's thing doing, and James Corbett and I really pimped that this last year. In one day, we had, you know, like 200 businesses signed up. It was just amazing. But it's nothing that, you know, we can't incorporate into, you know, a Float thing. You know, why not? Well, I care, you know? So this is... Yeah. You know, this is where it's going in 22. It's a consolidation. And who really saw this, I'm like, you know, I'm going, all right, 2020 is the year. You know, 19 was, all right, we're informing everybody the best way we can. 2020, yep, this is the year. They're going to be pulling. They did, man. Boy, they did. And then 21 was kind of the solutions. You know, James and I really pushed on solutions. And then I asked James, less than a month ago, one of the shows that we were doing, I go, all right, predictions, 22 is what? What's going to be 22? What are we focus on 22? And he goes, the consolidation, the convergent, the gathering, you know, which is exactly what you are talking about right there, that we start to become our own market force inside our own social medias, that we are our own customers. We, you know, offer our own stuff. We have our own trinkets and trash and food and farm. That's why the front page of the Freeman's Phoenix magazine or the newspaper was started off with food match, you know, farm match. You know, this thing's going to be a food thing. And if Float, you know, serves the interest of I keep breathing in and out and not die, you know, I vote that, you know. You know, if I got to vote, I vote that. We need to have a community hub. Now, Freeman's Phoenix can be that. I could do it. It kind of is to a lot of extent, and certainly was on its way after the Levolution. But, you know, those don't like that. They're like, oh, hell no. They cannot allow that kind of thing to happen. So, which is why we started focusing more on the ability to allow it to happen, the infrastructure like IPFS and even ham radios and low power, you know, a long range radio with mesh networkings that we're still working on that. And we're doing, I mean, there's all this kind of stuff promoting Black Market Fridays, agorist.market, all. And the big thing that we're going to be pushing is property rights, building on my own land. And I don't need a permission slip from the man out in the unincorporated middle of nothing, no way in desert. Oh my God. So we're focusing on that. Crypto, being able to trade in the whatever, you know, mechanism that you can use to be able to barter and trade. Then silver dimes. Silver dime cards was a big thing. We have a supplier of millions of dollars available of silver or junk silver. We're going to be making a big deal out of that again and start going into silver use as, you know, in festivals with silver calculator apps and all this other stuff, just to get the features without third-party risk of precious metals and it being used. Well, you know, a lot of people, they go, yeah, but crypto is easier than internet money. Well, hey, man, it could be both. But I'm just telling you, I am not as enthusiastic about crypto as I once was. It's not fulfilling the promise that was made us. And especially, and I had Max Kaiser and Tom Vase on just not too long ago, And they were, you know, Max was in the Love Bus. We were doing a live interview out of Scottsdale, and he's just like, man, oh, maximalist and Bitcoin, 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 and Bitcoin. Then right after him, he stayed on the couch while we had Tone Vase coming on, and they were just beating the crap out of me on Bitcoin maximalism. And I go, look, let me tell you what's going to happen. The next time you have a run-up or the volume really increases, we're going to find out. You guys are going to be screaming about store of value and all this, and you want to be in the line of the restaurant that's popular because everybody's in line. You got to wait, right? You want to be in that line. I go, no, I don't. You know, screw you, man. It's not a currency. What's its value if I can't use it when I need it? You know, so I push Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash has never failed me. It always works. It's always fast. It's always cheap. And then, you know, I can, you know, use my exchanges, you know, on different wallets that I can do with some of the others that I want to buy and get. And I'll go through the brain damage of being private on this or doing whatever. But when it comes down to just freaking commerce, Bitcoin Cash kicks ass because it freaking works. And whenever I need, because I'm always a buy the dip guy. So when it took a dump, you know, a couple weeks ago, woohoo, I go, well, what happens? That's when it's a pain in the ass to use. So every time I go to buy it and use it and, you know, get a lot of interface I'm doing with crypto, it's a painful experience. Every time. Why? Because I'm buying the dip when everybody else is. So they're trying to tell me how great and wonderful it is. I go, no, it's not. You lying sacks of snot. Oh, well, we're going to go Costa Rica or El Salvador or wherever the hell they did Bitcoin. And the guy goes, oh, yeah? Well, how are they going to feel about, you know, 25% of the value of whatever they were selling went into a freaking transaction fee? And it's only going to get worse the more it's you. Well, they'll do lightning fee and the government, you know, wallet if they get the track and turn up and kind of, I'm going, oh, okay, wow, I feel free now, you know. So I'm just going, no, I'm silver, man. I'm, you know, that's going to be a thing. So your new token and what you're doing with your infrastructure on Float, explain to me how you're going to be bypassing all these things and I'm not going to get pissed off again.
Yeah, because again, we're using Polygon, which is that second layer solution on Ethereum. So Polygon it's you can just think of it like a highway. You know, Bitcoin and Ethereum 2.0, you know, may fix this, but it's been, you know, delayed. If you look at a highway and there's lots of traffic, a lot of congestion on the highway, obviously it's going to cost you more and, you know, gas is sitting there and then it's going to take a longer for you to get to your destination with Polygon. And yeah, Bitcoin Cash is great. And so are others. It just offers a wider highway to, you know, more lanes for you to drive on. So, or even, you know, they're scalable so that if there are more cars, then there's more roads that open up. So we completely agree with you. Like, you know, don't get me started on Bitcoin maximalist. And also during Porkfest, our campsite was right near Tone's Bitcoin tent or whatever. Yeah. So we just had to hear him go
There's
off.
Constant it. Bitcoin maximalism like, being
preached. Yeah, no, like it's just so.
And I mean, the funny thing too about Tone and Max, I was on a live stream with them. I forget if it was earlier this year. And you can just tell they don't even use Bitcoin as money. They're just holding it or trading it. It's like, okay, well, you're not, you know, you obviously have a different view as far as cryptocurrency is concerned.
Don't preach something if you don't even use it.
Well, they're not using it. They keep doing the store of value thing. And I go, let me tell you, you know, it's store of value. I can use it when I need it. How about that? I can get it.
Yeah.
You know, I want it. Yeah. Wow. Ooh, it's go. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. It's backed up. You know, it costs a lot of time going, well, then what's its value? Well, it stores it. Well, it ain't stored. Yeah. If I can't get it, I mean, I go, this happens again, you're done. Well, it happened again. They're done. Sure as hell with me. I get Bitcoin from anybody. I convert it right into Bitcoin Cash. And Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin are a 100-to-1 ratio. You look at it, it just stays like this, 100-to-1. There's some hedge funds or money doing something to keep that 100-to-1. And whenever it goes below, you know, I see it go below, that. And, you know, it's like, if I look right now, you see Bitcoin's at like, I don't know, 45,000, whatever the hell it is. Now, let me see. on Freedom's Phoenix or the widget up at the top. That's 48.9. So say 49,000. Well, you can count on Bitcoin Cash would be $490. It was like, you know, 100 to 1. All that, until, and that went on for months until just a couple of weeks ago. Now Bitcoin Cash is lower. What does that mean to me? Buy. Get me more Bitcoin Cash, because I do have faith in crypto. It's features, but it's features is this no third party risk. You know, it's it maintains its value. You know, from its the features that it has, being able to use it. But silver does that, and I want silver to be everybody live with some silver again because of its features. When they can duplicate those features of precious metals and make it online, boom, I'm in. You know, so they got to fix these freaking features, man. So I've been promised from the beginning. We started this in the beginning, interviewing all the guys from the beginning, all the gazillionaires now from the beginning. They went into the Liberty community and they touted all these features. Well, all the ones that were important to me, fast, cheap, easy, oh my God, anonymous, all that went out the window. And I'm going, then what the hell are you talking about? Well, it can be an ETF on the, you know, New York Stock Exchange. I'm going, you know, that's how they turned gold and silver into paper. And they're doing the same thing with crypto. So I know this is going to be GoldmanSucks.gov coin. You know, Bitcoin, you know, is going to be, I already know where this goes. So when Float goes into creating a crypto to be used in your own ecosystem, you know, tell me some of its features. You know, why am I going to use that? Is it an investment or just a use case? Is it going to go up in value? Plus, when you guys, you're doing fundraisers for Float, I was in, man. I bought in. Boom. Gimme. So how do those transfer over into these tokens? What, you know, am I getting, you know, split? Am I getting, you know, one for one? Am I getting, you know, what is the benefit? Because I demonstrated some faith in you guys. Don't be dissing me. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the intention of Float token on Float is for it to be used as a currency. And also it's basically, you know, built into the system as a reward system as well to reward content creators, and that could be anybody. It could be you just posting, you know, hi as a post. And it's based on the engagement that you receive. So you can think of it almost like mining Bitcoin instead of, you know, and I have now, you know, a lot of questions even about like proof of work, you know, versus proof of stake and all this kind of stuff. But with, you know, with Bitcoin right now, you have proof of work where you have to set up, you know, these mining rigs and you have to know what you're doing. You have to, you know, buy the hardware, install the software. You have to run it. I mean, I've done this. We had a facility that was mining cryptocurrency in 2016 in Henderson, Nevada. And there's a lot to it. With Float, you can kind of think that we're kind of replicating that, but an easy way for members to mine Float token by posting content that is valuable to the community. So if it gets engagements on the platform, it will, you know, similar to like a Bitcoin mining block that is for 10 minutes time typically, that bases miners. It's basically pits miners versus miners. For Float, it's more about, we're just measuring the engagement that you receive for your posts versus the engagement that other people receive. And then we just have a basic calculation, and then we'll send out the Float tokens as a reward. Then it'll be integrated. So yeah, you'll be able to just do the basics, obviously send, receive on Float, being able to, you know, make that as easy as possible using usernames, or we're actually partnering with now Unstoppable Domains and potentially FIO in the future, so that you can just use a username instead of a cryptocurrency address, which makes it that much easier to use. We'll be integrating it into Float Market and our full ecosystem as we build out. So, but again, yeah, just, I completely agree with you. And I think that the whole idea of, you know, them turning Bitcoin into this store of value thing, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, money, currency, whatever you want to consider it, it's a technology, and the fastest, cheapest technology that works the best for users in the long run is going to win. I mean, it's a, you know, a simple idea and concept that just happens over time. But yeah, there's a lot of obviously push into crypto. And this year has been kind of interesting for us because we were all about, you know, going to these different crypto conferences and this and that. But then, you know, it used to be more fun in the beginning, I'd say, because it was more of like a libertarian message.
It was a philosophy. It was a reason. And now it's been taken over by, you know, bankers, venture capitalists, and those that want to forge another link in the blockchain to the crown. Hey, me. You know, screw you guys.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, so it kind of upsets us when now it's all about just, you know, buying the next token that's named after, you know, Elon Musk's dog or whatever like that, and then just all speculation. It's great that people are making money, and it's great that people are moving out of fiat. I'm for anything but fiat. Hey, dive into cryptocurrency, earn some Float token. You'll be able to buy Float token on decentralized and centralized exchanges in the future. And
we're doing our NFT sale.
Yeah, we're doing an NFT sale for the final distribution of our token. So you can buy what we're calling the Float Plank Owner NFT. And that comes with a token airdrop that's priced at 80 cents with a bunch of other benefits that you'll be able to receive on Float by owning this NFT. So it's kind of a unique unique way to integrate NFTs into our ecosystem and on our platform, also earn some Float token and get a bunch of other benefits.
Well, how is, you know, the original Float tokens that we, in your original fundraiser I was supportive of and I got somewhere, that is going to interface with this new thing. What? Is there a wallet that eventually I'm going to get? I'm going to be able to use it to promote on the site. I'm going to be able to, you know, exchange them. I'm going to be able to, what do I have? What do I got?
Yeah. You'll be able to, we're integrating a Polygon, you know, onto the platform. So you'll be able to use it there, or you can use any Polygon, any Polygon wallet. So even MetaMask or Trust Wallet, or there's a bunch of others that you can utilize. So it's really, you know, it's really up to you whether you want to use our version of the wallet and the future version, or an existing one right now. You'll be receiving NFT and Float tokens along with everybody else. And then once we're done with our NFT sale, which we're guessing will be done by the end of January, hopefully we'll be able to sell out the last remaining early January. And then we'll be launching on some of the major decentralized exchanges, which is really great to see. You know, that's one of the benefits besides all the speculation happening. You know, whatever. You know, like I said, I don't mind that. Obviously, people are making money in crypto, anything but fiat. But looking at the trends, like it's been just very exciting to witness, because I was hoping for this earlier on in the last run up in 2017. But seeing all the volume pick up so much on decentralized exchanges versus centralized exchanges, because people are, you know, slowly but surely waking up that, hey, not your keys, not your crypto. And they're getting, you know, screwed by exchanges, you know, either, you know, going down because of volume, or they some exchanges, you know, have been notorious for just, you know, taking their users' money. So the great thing about, you know, obviously decentralized exchanges is that it's all there on the blockchain. So yeah, you don't need any permission to be able to interact and buy, sell, trade on these different platforms.
You know, I moved back to Arizona, and an older couple, they were, you know, really into a lot of speculation, different crypto years ago, and they had various different wallets that they do or don't understand whatever the heck is going on. And they called me and they said, we need some help. We had 4 Bitcoin, you know, taken out of our wallet. We were hacked in some way. And I'm going, well, did you have them, or were they on an exchange? Were they what? So I put them in touch with Doug Hodges, you know, with Phoenix Crypto. And I said, well, if the transaction was done, you're done. You know, that's, you got to be very careful about how you're doing, you know, access to your phone and so on. And they said, well, and finally they come out, yeah, it's done. 4 Bitcoin gone, you know, because they weren't paying attention to how, you know, to do it, or it kind of gets complex when they're doing different things, or they have it on an exchange, or they do, you know, people need to understand, which is why in the newspaper we had James Babb did a really good kind of walk you through for newbies, you know, things to know if you're going to be dealing in crypto. When you do the Float tokens and so on, these wallets, are you guys hosting them, or are they, you know, standalone, or are they created where, or there are others that will take and put them on exchanges, or all of a sudden on the Edge wallet's going to be able to do float tokens? You know, how is the wallet and the security going to be?
Yeah, we'd love to. We're actually friends with Paul, so it'd be great to have float token. I think we'll be able to get that onboarded to Edge wallet, which would be great. So that would be an outside wallet. And we're looking for ways also where people can better using technologies like Wallet Connect and others, where they can actually use their own, you know, their preferred wallets within the Float ecosystem. So we are looking into that. But we're actually looking to fork MetaMask, which is open source, so that we can basically, you know, use their technology that they've been working on that's been shown to be very secure and operates non-custodial in a non-custodial way, so that people can utilize Float and other currencies on Float token and other currencies on Float.
Yeah, they make a big deal out of going to what was it, El Salvador, I think it was, where they did the Bitcoin thing.
Yeah.
And they go, they say, oh yeah, we're doing, and the wallet is a government approved custodial, we got everything and turned it off and thank you for playing. And I'm going, what the hell are you guys even thinking? You know, this is, of course, they're going to go to, you know, America, universal basic crypto, purple script money. Grandma needs to learn, got to get a new bag of learning how to use her freaking phone. So I just, you know, it's gone so far off the rails of what was promised in the beginning when it was just Bitcoin and the philosophy of it. And when you go to these different functions and these crypto conventions and so on, we could tell in the early days when it was a venture capitalist first went in the Silicon Valley. And I remember it was Davi and Drew went with Darth Vader, you know, Uncle Vader, you know, and he had a top hat, you know, Uncle Sam top hat, and they actually had an outfit. And they go, and he had this, you know, wimpy voice. You got to fill out your tax form. Here's your 1099 of it. And they were handing out 1099 forms to everybody. Well, the venture capitalists was pissing them off because they were saying, look, what you're advocating here is you want to integrate in with the system and that you guys are going to get the government's going to make you all valuable. You'd be filthy, stinking rich, and you want to, you know, create something in the space. We saw this early on. This was the goal of a lot of people. This is what they wanted because they thought that that was going to create the wide adoption. If you be easy and you get a grandma just button, which is when, you know, Paul Pway, you're talking about, came in with Airbits and now Edge Wallet, he understood this. He goes, you need a good GUI, a graphic user interface for grandma. And that's when we went, woo, you're my new best friend, okay? So this is, you just got to make it work and work well and have a place to be able to use it. And people, you know, and that's where Silk Road came in, why Ross Ulbricht was, you know, attacked so much. Which, news, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, they did an NFT of Ross's paintings and so on. He's doing it, and they raised, God, $6 million or something. And, you know, Lynn Ulbricht has been struggling forever and always trying to get, you know, some way to fund and help and get her son, and boom, NFT did it. And I'm like, cool. And we've had a lot of interest in doing the Ron Paul Revolution. The Revolution is an NFT. So I may make that, you know, which means anybody can still use it. I don't give a crap, you know, it doesn't matter. But, you know, it has value because it comes from the file that we originally, that we, you know, whatever. So I'm going, you know, if we do work with you guys on that, doing some big, bring a bunch of attention and maybe money to that, you know, I'm in. You know, we've talked about that. You know, sometime we'll do that when anybody cares. But this is a Float can be the freedom-oriented place that people can communicate and do commerce and then have their own crypto that they can do it with online. Now, we've already been doing, you know, the silver dime cards, and we have Pirates with, you know, Out Borders and their Black Market Fridays and Black Market Friday, and we have all agorist.market. And all, we've been setting all this up and pushing it and doing it and getting everybody's all mind right and looking forward to doing this. We select a social media location and a place, the convergence of all these already doing it with whatever you have in the crypto. I'm feeling, you know, there could be a mass flood of like-minded to go kick ass. Because when we have guys like they're doing Rumble and they go, well, they took us down when we had all our stuff on Amazon's cloud. I'm like, are you stupid? What'd you think was going to happen? You know, this is, we need to have the right minds, the understanding of what this battle really is, and that they, them, those are going to pull out any and every stop they can because they can to prevent exactly what you guys are trying to create. And the fact that you have the right mindset and it's serving the freedom and liberty and truth, justice, and American way, oh my God, we're going to keep that, you know, into the future, I'm in. You know, I want to help. And, you know, it's like, you know, Kingsley came on and Aaron came on right towards the end of Mickey Willis's giving his rhetoric on why he support. I was really impressed. Did you hear some of that, Kingsley?
Just the tail end of it, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be worth a listen after.
We want to bring him to FloatFest.
Yeah, we're just discussing that.
Yeah, no, I absolutely, and you know, and I'll encourage him to, you know, to do it. Whatever, we got a little bit of ins on, you know, a couple of different ways through him, and have some influence. So yeah, we can do that. He needs to be part of the Liberty community, you know, where the real work is being done, and Yeah, I'm sorry. You were going to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. I mean, you know, I agree with you. Like, what we're seeing now is the need and you know, even more important than the need, the wants of more and more people. And this goes from everybody from like a Ron Paul Republican to you know, crypto anarchist to, you know, we just consider ourselves voluntarists. But to rebuild communities both online and in person. And, you know, just like you said, you're interested in getting a plot of land. Aaron and I, you know, voted with our feet getting out of Nevada and Vegas area, seeing the progression of communism takeover or tyranny, whatever you want to call it. And we moved to Texas. So, yeah, we're looking to do the same thing here. And what's unique, what's going on right now, we've had these platforms, YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and they've kind of, you know, gone to this more big tech authoritarian type of leftist view, and they're pissing more people off, and they're kicking the popular content creators off. They're speaking truth, and those people are having to move over to Float and other platforms. But even amongst the newer platforms, what we're starting to see is kind of a collection of people that do share similar values. So with Float, you know, I would say that is all about volunteerism. You know, and you can be a Trump supporting conservative on Floats. You know, we have quite a few on there, but most of them are made up just like kind of libertarian minded voluntarists. And we will have our debates. Not everybody agrees, but it's a great, you know, thriving community. Again, yeah, we're communicating, we're supporting each other's businesses, and as you know, the Float organization, we're just want to build the tools to make that more easier and accessible for our online community. But you look at like Gab, for instance, they're kind of taking a different route, you know, which is fine, but it's more of like a conservative Christian type of community that they're building over there. Parler is kind of more of, I don't know, I'd say like a QAnon type of, you know, Trump conservative community there. But, you know, that's great. And for Floats, like we want to also build and have even personal relationships with these other platforms and organizations so that we can interconnect. And, you know, we have our different growing communities that are maybe have different goals and ideas, but are still share the same values that we disagree with the way that big tech and big gov are going. So let's build, you know, let's use technology to bridge those gaps. And, you know, we would love for a way for you to be able to interact and post to you know, Gab or Gab communities or Parler or whoever it is. So that's just what we're all about.
Yeah, just keep our communication open, because we have some tech guys that are ready to, when you're ready, and we know, you know, Alex and Chuck and we've communicated. We were on the same page. We get it. I mean, it's just time, you know, and a lot of times it's not even money. It's just freaking time. It's how many people have this philosophy that are developers that can do it. Yeah, that's what we're running into. I've been getting a lot of from around the world. I'll get, you know, communication on either Telegram or my email. Hey, we're in the Netherlands doing whatever. We're in Belgium doing whatever. We're, you know, in South Africa, Australia doing, and we know your IPFS. And usually it comes from, you know, Corbett or something talking about, or they see whatever and they go, man, this is what we need to, you know, you got any developers for us? And I go, hell no. You know, I go, you got any developers for us? So it's, you know, it's, and then we'll coordinate and work with, and the Pirate Box that we're working as, some of the guys working with them on different things and trying to bring them together. But it's, this technology is there. It can be done. It just takes time. And there's a lot of people want to do it. A lot of people, they'll do it for free, or they'll do it for cheap, or you can hire them. But it's so much work. It's just a desire is there, though. And when I see the desire, I see it's just a matter of time. And I'm seeing that there's enough development, and there's enough expertise out there, and there's enough supervisory people that do know how to do it, just don't have the time, or at least evaluate it, that it's coming together. I am pretty sure it's going to be by the 22 election cycle. And it's going to be an issue with a lot of politicians, whether they're going to attack it, or if they even can, and are they going to be supportive of it? So I'm seeing a lot of, you know, Gab and Parler and these guys, they're going to be really pushing the fact, you know, Dr. Mikovits, she was here for America Fest here in Phoenix, downtown, you know, and I just, you know, I didn't have a lot of interest. I knew some of the guys that were going to be there, and, you know, people are going to be, you know, sharing and passing out stuff and so on, but, you know, it's kind of voting, but at least they're talking about, you know, populating positions of authority, you know, with people that understand what the hell is going on, just that desire. Now, that may not be the mechanism that I think is going to work. I'd rather you just spend your money and get float tokens and, you know, buy Etsy Freedom Oriented, get your cucumbers from a voluntarist that has a farm. I mean, you know, that's where it's really going to come down to. But these other platforms, these other ideologies, they're all starting to come to the realization that they're being manipulated and controlled, and that it's going to be the platforms that refuse to do that, that are even in the running for support, that will even get these people to participate. The rest of them are being abandoned very quickly. And when you can take over your connections and your friends and your pictures and all that other stuff and just push a button and it propagates over to float from Facebook, whatever the heck, cool. But, you know, I can see it happening, and it's 22. You guys, you know, keep with the right philosophy, you know, stay in communication with us. And as we develop in different, we always got some, you know, great activist something going on. And when we are ready to pull the trigger on float, and we'll propagate our page and make sure it's all pretty and perfect and everything, and then you can put me on the front page and say he's there too. But I'm, you know, not until we do that, because we're so freaking busy. And what is the ease of doing that? Talk to people about the interface with your site of creating a page. And is it easy? Are there tutorials? Is it, you know, you got some videos on this is how? Is there help? What?
Yeah, no, it takes all about 2 seconds to create a float account. From there, you know, you just can put as much or as little information on your profile and start finding people. But, you know, yeah, we're constantly iterating on making everything easier. We still have quite a lot of work to do on the discovery side, but we are, you know, with the new launch of the Catamaran version 1, that will be much better, and we'll have now, after this launch, a much more stable and scalable and just better robust foundation to build much faster after this. So this year's been kind of, you know, a pain point for us having to build the new platform while still maintaining the beta platform, the current platform. But yeah, we're really excited for the launch. And yeah, just to your point, as far as like, you know, yeah, it does, things take time. I mean, just think how many billions of dollars and how many, you know, basically what, at least with Facebook, I think it launched in 2004. So, you know, decades or 15 years or, you know, 10 years that big tech has had. And we've just, you know, unfortunately, a lot of technologists that are, you know, that do agree with us, as far as the voluntarist approach to life, you know, we've, I guess, you know, thank God for Bitcoin and other decentralized technology, IPFS. But we've just, you know, we just have been too lazy on relying on their technology, because, you know, it just worked for us, and they weren't doing all the censorship before. But now's the time where a lot of people are waking up, and they are developing really great things that are resilient in the fight towards this evil that's happening across the world. And we have, you know, we need it. I mean, can you imagine just not being able to communicate or send a message to your family, your friends, your community, your followers, it's just like, you know, it's just going to get worse. Yeah. So we have to do something. And
sharing our InfoWars link on like other social media to even promote that we were going on InfoWars. I mean, anywhere I posted it on Big Tech, they would immediately take it down or it would fail to post. I mean, yeah. It was so infuriating not being able to just share an important piece of, you know, news and happening in our life. You know, that was infuriating, and that's going to keep happening for this dumbest, like most mundane statement.
Aaron got flagged for a post that she posted about 5 years ago.
Oh yeah.
On Facebook, that she was asking someone about elderberry
syrup.
Elderberry syrup.
Oh, she got flagged. Oh my God.
I got flagged for a Hitler quote that was directed towards the Department of Education from 2000. I think it was 2009 on Facebook. I got flagged for that. Oh, your account's restricted. It's just a joke. I mean, honestly, but it's great because that just tells you know, me and many others, I think, including yourself, that they are losing this info war. It's just so interesting to even just like look back at, you know, Alex Jones naming it InfoWars. You know, so they're grasping at straws right now, trying to figure out how they can rein back in the power of the internet. And unfortunately, I think the cat's out of the bag. So we have the technology. It's just a matter of time and money to build it and, you know, catch up to big tech, basically.
Yeah. A lot of times, I mean, my thing is there's not a lack of money. You know, if I thought that it was a money thing, here, boom, done. You know, that's not it. It's the capability. You know, there's people. I remember with Malcolm Gladwell wrote David and Goliath and Outliers or whatever. I can't remember which book it was, but one of them, I keep bringing this up because he was saying when someone reaches 10,000 hours, he goes, if you're practicing violin 3-5 hours every day from the time you're 10, you know, you hit 10,000 hours, by the time you're like 20, all of a sudden you're freaking virtuoso and savant of your great and wonderful. And he goes, the reason that Steve Jobs and Gates, you know, became the big giant, oh my God, software engineer made gazillion dollars was not because they were smarter than anybody, is because they reached their 10,000 hours before anybody else did. They started, you know, coding and playing with computers because they had access to them from their schools or their families, their parents in Silicon Valley or whatever, you know, or encouraged them from a young age. So by the time it came that they could put that into use, they had the skills because they had been doing it. They've been little, you know, geeks sitting there in front of their computer. Well, what happened with blockchain, it's the same thing. It's 10 years later. And all of a sudden, it's 10, 11, 12 years later. Now you have these coders. They got 10,000 hours in. Now is when it's going to start happening. So 22, I can see the 10,000-hour people, you know, here they go, which is why we would give these kids with their $4,000 laptop at these crypto events in the corner, you know, pounding out code to enslave, you know, the population again for these venture capitalists. You know, they give them BMWs or whatever. I'm going, whoa, here's a Pirates Without Borders book, you know, letters to Captain Mark, leave me an off-ramp somewhere. I mean, understand what you're doing. Have the philosophy. Get exposed, which was the power of the Levolution. So with Ron Paul and the voluntarist movement and your generation, what you guys are doing, this is providing the why, the morality, the being on the right side of history for these people with these capabilities, and they're going to start flooding into the space. The flood is already starting, and they're going to find ways to make money at it, or they're going to be able to do it and don't care about the money. You know, it's going to be the freedom of humanity for them and their children, and people start having kids. There's going to be some Aaron and Kingsley babies one of these days somewhere, and when that happens, that's going to definitely change your focus. I guarantee it. So this is, you want immortality or thinking long time into the future, it's when you start having responsibility for new life. And I tell you, I'm glad that you guys are there. I'm glad you have this philosophy. I'm glad you guys see what's happening. I'm glad you've made these connections, and I do everything I can to help and expose, you know, people to you guys and what you're doing, and I want to be part of it. So the first step that we have, and we already got some interface with your guys and tech and so on and invested in and helping with, but, first chance I get, it'll be a couple weeks, you know, right after the new year and so on. We'll go ahead and pimp out our float and then we'll start promoting that a little bit and some of the new features that you have and start integrating more. But I tell you, it is very needed what you guys have as offering, but it has to be comport to all the stuff that we've been for decades in support of. Now, I can't support something that doesn't support what we've been about for so long, and I feel comfortable working with you guys. So here we go. 22. You guys ready?
Oh yeah, we're ready. I'm looking forward to 2022 as well. The only thing I'm a little bit scared about is this last week. Actually, I learned about from a user he posted it on Float. Is that, V for Vendetta took place, the movie took place in 2020, I guess. And then we watched it in 2020. It was like, oh my gosh,
Right.
Yeah, we watched it every year, but just watching in 2020, we're like, oh, whoa, there's so many parallels. In 2022, we're just worried that, because Soylent Green took place, I guess, in 2022.
Nice so. People! I saw a Venn diagram, just recently. Somebody did it on our Telegram, and it was, you are here, and it had the overlapping circles of, Brave New World and Fahrenheit 451 and 1984 and Gattaca and all these dystopian movies. I'm going, holy crap! This has been they're all coming to pass. It's amazing what's going on, and I think people are starting to see it. I don't know, and that's why I think the bad guys are so adamant about, just killing us off and what this vaccine thing is. I have no idea what the end game they think is. I don't know. It just seems so stupid to me that they would throw all in on this the way that they've been doing it with the force and the fear, because, they're just really making a bunch of our points that these guys are bad, it's going to get real bad, and they're going to do bad things, and then they go and do it and go, Neon, I told you so. I mean, yay, I was right. Now what, So we're getting into the now what.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's actually, there's the silver lining is that the true faces are being revealed. So again, I think now's the time where you connect with like-minded individuals, good people, and you support each other, and you figure out, okay, well, hey, I can, I can buy this on Amazon maybe, or I can find someone that is a good person here locally, or even if they have to ship it from somewhere else, let's work and communicate and like I said, rebuild society in our image. And when it comes to even buying land and setting up these communities and defending if necessary, let's opt out of the system and defend if necessary. And that's really just our approach.
Well, I'm glad you guys are there and you guys have moved to Texas and you feel more comfortable there, or are you getting into it yet?
Oh yeah. I mean, just the fact that, we don't have to worry about putting on a mask every time to go in a place. It's just, where we were just so over that.
Yeah, no, there's so much stuff to talk about. Well, I'm glad you guys are there doing this, and we'll get, work a little closer with you and make sure we, support each other and we'll get going over, make Float a project here directly. And because we got a bunch of projects coming up and we need to, make use of your services and not just be just Freedom's Phoenix all the time and help expand our reach. But we didn't want to do it on any place support where, we're helping somebody enslave us more. Screw that, Yeah. But I've been real supportive of Float and Aaron and Kingsley for a long time, and I'm glad to see you guys are still kicking and advancing, and we want to help. So we're going to go ahead and get that set up. Anything else? Where should they go to get the most information or integrate with Float? In the show notes we have here, a lot of the links and so on, but what's the first step somebody should make?
Yeah, you can just go to joinfloat.com. Just like I said, it just takes 2 seconds to create an account if you don't have one already.
F-L-O-T-E.
Yeah, you can actually go. I have it. I have the other URL as well, so it auto-directs. And then you can also check out floattoken.com or floatnft.com, and that'll give you more information about some of the crypto initiatives that we're doing.
And floatfest.com.
Yeah, we're hoping to see you and Donna at Floatfest again next year.
Yeah.
So you better put it in your calendar.
What month is it?
It's April 29th to May 3rd.
Okay, that's doable. You know, we've got it's always dog piles, everything, you know, whatever, but we have a bus. Yay. So, you know, we got internet, we can make it happen. You know, Kingsley, Aaron, Float, this is really something that we're encouraging our people to check out and make sure you participate in. They're part of the us. They're us. They're the one of us. And we're going to go ahead. We have a lot of projects that we have planned, and we'll make sure you guys are integrated into it and know about it, and maybe we can help. But, you know, stay with Derek and I on what we're doing with the IPFS. That's going to be a very important part of the future with us, and hopefully we can integrate a lot of that with you. We'll be working with you guys on that, and that'll be something that I think is going to be very important in the future. So that's why we're focusing on it a lot. Thanks for coming on. This has been awesome. It's been a long, great day for us here on Freedom's Phoenix, and we'll have all this stuff up within, as fast as I can do it. But, you know, you guys, we had a good stream connection here, so a lot of guys got to, you know, listen to it live. So that's cool. Aaron,
all right.
Kingsley, thank you very much. Peace.
Thank you, Ernie.
You bet.
Oh, yeah. Yes, my hand.